ABC Radio Australia.
The recent killing of more than a dozen prisoners in Papua New Guinea by police has been labelled shocking by authorities, but an outcome of a rising trend in attempted prison escapes in the country. Corrections Commissioner Stephen Pakanis says 24 prisoners ran away from the high-security facility at Lakiamata Prison. 16 were shot dead, one was injured, while seven others are still at large. He says it's not the first time that a large number of prison escapees have been killed while escaping from jail.
We do have on record, we have lost a number of prisoners over 10, just below 20. And we have lost, I think, an average of around 10 prisoners who have been shot dead in one escape as well. So this is not new, but what I can see is a big trend in high number of prisoners escaping from our prisons that is happening. This particular prison, we had about 26 who escaped in October 2022. And out from the 26, only 5 were recaptured while 21 are still on the run. And in April this year, we had this 24 who escaped on Sunday last week. So in terms of shocking, it is. It is. It's the kind of environment for those of us in corrections here in Papua New Guinea. We do not want to see our prisoners dying this way. But on record as well, we have never had any experience where when you call to a prisoner on the run to stop, especially outside of the fence, we have never seen any prisoners surrendering when we call to them to stop from escaping. The moment they leave the prison or when they are out of the outer fences, perimeter fences, no one has ever stopped and coming back and said, sorry, sir, I'm really sorry for following this others who have escaped. The normal protocol of issuing warnings, we normally do that. We do not just go and randomly shoot prisoners.
Commissioner Pakanis, now, there are 16 families, relatives and friends of those who were killed are now in a sad situation. What are your thoughts about their feelings?
We do a concern, and we are all Papua New Guineans, and we have a lot of respect for each other. It's the kind of work that we do. We may not be looked at highly, and no one will understand the kind of work and the pressure that we work with our prisoners. But yes, it's a big, big loss. I sympathize with our families at this time. We will continue with our work, investigation and completing if there is a coroner inquiry. We will continue to work with our family, those who want to come and sit down with us. If there are grievances, there are avenues in place in this country, and they can use that to address their grievances. There are formal systems. There are office government agencies in place so they can see them if they wish to. But we will work with them, especially in terms of completing all the formalities, inquiries, investigations, and those that who want to get their relative home for burial, we will work with them.
Commissioner, there are 7 others who are still at large. Are there any requests you want to do to maybe their friends or family who may be harboring them?
My appeal to them and also to other prisoners who are out with their families and out outside of the prisons, I strongly urge families and friends to bring them back to prison and serve their time, complete their time, and they can go back. That's the only good that Papua New Guineans can do in a country where we have lawlessness, and the only goodness that we can do is just come back and serve and complete our prison terms and then go back to our families. In Papua New Guinea as well, I think they have prisoners here have more privileges, granting visits to their families, coming over to the prisons and visiting them, accommodated in prisons, having meals. May not be good meals, but they have good meals compared to many of our citizens who are out of prison. So there may be restrictions. All of us would like to have more liberty and do what we want to do. But I think coming back to prison, that's the only noble and godly way of coming back, showing our families, our people, that we uphold the law, and as prisoners, we will go back, complete our sentences, and then return to our families.